Okay.
Well, all right. First of all, I want to start off with my my red Optimus motif that I'm going here.
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah,
it. Not bad.
Yeah. It's all good. It's good. And what I call this, in my prime, I am Optimus. You're a flash in the pan. You're Rodimus.
I know
if anybody knows that. Does anybody know that one?
Fuck Rodimus. You have a purple Decepticon version?
You just turned into a blood member over the weekend, I think.
Yes, yes. Well, you know.
Dust is like, fuck it. I'm getting jumped in now. I'm waiting too just, long.
Yeah, it's not even just like a blood member. It's a high blood pressure member. You're to my age.
blood pressure gang, homie. They call me high top.
When you get to my age, you're not always
BPG, son.
Catch me at the Walgreens, hanging out by the free blood pressure testing machine.
Yeah, shout out to Diabetes Socks.
Diabetes.
That's diabetes. Great. It's the fucking Diablo Diabetes, bro. Damu Diabetes, dude. It's all blood gang shit. It's all blood gang. Bienvenidos al Terradrome, el podcast de los chicos que podcast como Padoria, ser tu último podcast. ¿Por qué? Porque podría ser. Hola, amigos. Come on, I fucking practiced that all day, dude.
Bosquiza, yo. Corona, yo.
Come on, I had to bring out something special for episode 20. I had to bring up something special for episode 20.
Well, you know, that you just bring that mic level down a little bit because you're fucking killing me.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
For some reason, it keeps, like, going down on its own like it just did now.
Well, you know, chicks tend to do that.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It may have been a while for you.
How's it going, boys? We good?
Yeah, we're good. Episode 20.
Yeah, episode 20. Mad Dog 2020.
Mad Dog 2020.
Getting grown. Senior year in college, maybe. Graduated early.
Yeah, right? We're trying to get it down. We're trying to get those grades up. Because next year, we can legally drink. Next episode, shit. Fuck.
Sure, two episodes. We're able to go to war and shoot a gun and die.
Yeah. Well, there's also that.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, we're knee deep womp, in student womp. Debt.
Thus my brings the womp womp moment of the podcast.
Bo Walker, how are you, sir? How was comedy bingo tonight, buddy?
Oh, it was good. It was good. Cool. It was a big old crowd and it went good. I had a good day. So
do any of the things that we asked you about last week?
What did we ask me about?
I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to feel bad that I didn't remember, but...
Remember you were going to do the thing where you, like, take a picture with them holding their cell phones up in a dark
room? Oh, that didn't happen. Hey, no, I didn't do that. But a group of people did take a selfie with me. I wasn't a big group picture.
You're one for two. I like it.
So I'm getting out there. So I'm on the right track. I just gotta expand on that. But yeah, it went good, man. It was good. There was a lot of it was not my usual crowd, which is always fun when I'm like trying material out because I know how my usual crowd's gonna, like, I know what they're like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know.
Right.
I know how to play my usual audience. Like, I know the jokes that they're gonna like, that they're gonna laugh at. I know what kind of stories to tell them. When it's a room full of people that are just like total, like, I got no. You clearly just showed up here to have dinner, and it just so happened to be the same night that bingo was going on. You're not here for me. You know, sometimes it can go either way, especially in the South. because I do try to, I don't want to push anybody away. I want to make fans, not alienate people. But at the same time, I like to push buttons.
Safety people's buttons.
You know, and they're easy. It's easy here, buttons. They're easy buttons to push. So, so it's good.
Well, good. How's the cigarette smoking going?
It's going good. I'm back on track. I've been good since last week. But it's hard, man. I'm not gonna lie. There's definitely been temptation. I've had to find methods of countering the cravings and stuff. So
I like right there. If you would, instead of saying method, if you were just like, you know, I've had to find meth.
I do a lot of meth.
Stop smoking. But
that totally replaces the craving. It replaces the craving completely. Who knew? I haven't read about this anywhere online. No one's talking about this, but the 100% guaranteed cigarette cure is meth. You gotta do is a little bit of meth throughout your day, and maybe lose a couple teeth, grow a couple boils.
Yep. Yeah, shout out to Jesse P.
Meth scratch.
But you ain't got to worry about smoking cigarettes anymore.
Fuck you, bitch.
Hey, Bo, you know, can you tell Ray Liotta to stop putting those goddamn Chantix commercials on my YouTube? I try to watch a goddamn video, and I see him for 4 minutes, and I can't fast forward through Ray talking Liotta about cigarettes. Reached
the bottom, man.
Ray Liotta.
He has. He looks scary. He looks creepy now, dude. He's like that.
He looked creepy in Goodfellas, man.
Yeah, that's true.
He did look rough.
Karen, why'd you throw it away, Karen? We needed that, Karen.
Bro, every time my cousin and I are in the car, we reenact him like looking at the helicopters and shit, like in the car when he's on fucking like blood. It's all coked out.
Stir the sauce. Just stir it. Yo, he was supposed to be like
everything we had, Karen. Everything we had.
Everything we had. He was supposed to be 25. You look like 60. and this is like 87.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah. Henry.
you know, what'd be really funny is if, like, at this point, you know, because I know he probably doesn't even open the app anymore. But if Bo opened the app and it was like, at this point, you're on meth. But you have full lung capacity. Your fucking blood pressure is down.
At the bottom it says about a $15 to $60 a day meth habit.
And at the bottom it says, but you're still doing better than Henry Hill.
Yeah, exactly.
And have you guys ever seen like the follow up that they didn't cover in Goodfellas? How dude basically was going around the bars telling people who he was while he was under witness protection, just completely fucking up his witness protection.
Well, you know, honestly, everything that after Henry Hill did after the movie was so fabricated from what the actual real thing that happened.
Dude, he was on Howard Stern all the time.
Yeah. So you would hear he would say like, you know, this was real in the movie. This was fabricated. This really happened. This was with this guy. So
I don't care.
He died of old age after his birthday.
Is he even dead? I think he's
still alive. Is he dead?
He had like a bomb ass birthday party and he died the next day.
You sure?
I'm sure, bro. Positive about that.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, someone needs to Google that. Someone get the Google app.
I'm Italian.
I can.
Bo, you're our Google guy.
You know I'm on it.
Bo's on it.
Alrighty, news time with Bo Metheus on the
while Bo looks that up. Mitty, how are you, sir?
Google Bo.
Yes, I've been better. You know, honestly, I'm still here and I'm experiencing a little bit of heat fatigue, maybe. You know, maybe what they call it, heat stroke. Weather. Hey man, it's bad,
why don't you move? If it's so much of a problem, pick up and move.
It's not that. It's not listen, that we easy. listen. Hold on. We've addressed that. But Mitty, listen.
You fucking Los Angeles desert bearing Tuscan Raider motherfuckers. Just move.
Listen, I can't have for like the seventh intro in a row when we ask how you are, you just say this.
That's how it's gonna be all summer, October. I'm always gonna leave. It's not a callback. It's what's going on right now. But anyway, man, you know, it is what it is, man. My name is Mitty Clorian, a.k.a. General Mitty, a.k.a. the human ambient, because motherfuckers be sleeping on me.
Mitty is going in.
Arkaville, a.k.a. the human musical torch.
Mitty is going into his fucking outro. He's going into his outro early. Get it later.
Ayo, for the record, Mitty is 100% correct. One day after his 69th birthday.
Wow. Look at that.
Yep. Went out in style.
Yep. And his girlfriend for the last 6 years of his life, Lisa, she said, and I quote, "He had been sick for a long time. His heart gave out. He went out pretty peacefully. For a good fella."
Oh, I see what she did there.
You see what she did there?
Yeah, had a Coke binge the night before.
That's cute. That's how I'm going to go out. Dust Mite, sir, how are you?
Yo, what's up, everybody? Yo. Welcome to...
Oh, there it is. Hold on, real quick. Before you finish, I was waiting until you did that again. My cousin texted me the other day, and he goes, "I know how drunk Dust is by the amount of yo's in his intro." He'll be like, if he's like, yo, he's like, all right, he's like, you know, 5-6 in. If he's like,
yo,
sorry, hello. I had to get that in there.
Awesome, shout out to that dude.
We need to have him on.
So
man.
He is.
So, yeah, yo, man, look like you had so much fucking fun, bro. Man, it was all good, man. Yeah. You know, all good, man. My week, it was all good, man. Work is fucking killing me. It's like a fucking boot on my throat, man. So you could tell a difference if you follow me on social media. You could definitely tell there's a difference in my lifestyle recently, if you follow my social media. You know, I'm not my normal self, but you know, I'm getting back there, man. I'm getting back there. So
it's peaks and valleys, my G. It's like you text me sometimes. Peaks and valleys,
yeah,
my dude.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we talk about.
It's all part of the deal. It's all part of the deal.
You had two bad ones today, but you have a good one tomorrow.
Exactly. It's all part of
just take it as that. That's a good one. You know. What the fuck is that?
What is that?
Is it tea kettle done?
Oh, it's Mandingo party time. That's what I had.
Mitty, are you having a spot of tea?
You know, that's what's going to happen when you broadcast it live from the kitchen. And get
I don't know. Maybe that was the dog whistle.
Your motherfucking underwear.
Okay, so before I get into my family reunion weekend, I need to do a call back here.
Oh, we're getting into a weekend?
Well, I mean, listen, nobody asks me what the fuck I did, so you know what I mean? Like, I just have to go with it.
Nate, I want you to know that I have a post-it note on my computer screen that says, "How was your week, Nate?" And I keep it. I keep it right here. So if you don't get to it before I see the note and remember, I'm going to ask. So I want you to know I'm looking out for you, my friend.
Steve, I appreciate it. You see, that's why the Cobra Law Records team is a family. You know, that's you know, just I love you guys. All right, so what I'm gonna play here is the message from Pumps. You remember him?
He was our 12th,
yeah, he was our 12th guest. You remember him?
He was our 10th guest.
Yeah. Oh, was he 10? Okay, he might have been 10.
Shout out to Frogman.
Yeah, Frogman hit me up today, actually. But anyway, so We tried to get to Pumps's homework assignment, and I, like the stoner that I am, forgot who he had picked. So he left me a voicemail, and I'd like to play it for you guys. Are you ready?
I am ready, Captain.
Okay, here we go. This is Pumps and his his homework assignment.
Friends and lovers, good day. It's Pumps here, the eighth guest. Welcome to the territory. But as always, my dear friend Nathan forgot my list of actors for the homework that I did the week after I was on the show. Fantastic. So, here I am to recap the one and only cast of the...
Oh, shit. Hold on. Fuck. Sorry.
Oh, shout out to iPhones everywhere.
Sorry.
Here we go. Playing the part of Tuco, I have Jordy Mola. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. He was the bad guy in Bad Boys 2. Also Blow. And Riddick. There you go. Angel Eyes, Carl Urban, famous for his portrayal of the Space Marine in Doom, opposite Rock the Dwayne Johnson. He was also in the Judge Dredd remake, and that horrible piece of shit Thor Ragnarok.
Shots fired.
No, you can't say that.
Hold on, fuck that. Hold on.
I don't condone that.
Idris Elba. If you need me to explain what he was in, I don't have that kind of time. Fellas,
how are you going to recording?
I love you, but I got to get something to eat. Pump 61 on the gram, baby.
There it is. Thank
how
you.
How are you going to argue with fucking porn? Minnie was like, wait a minute.
How does he sound better than us coming through a phone?
Hey, us? He sounds better than you.
Hold on. Not better. Yeah,
better than you. Sounds better to me.
He sounds better than you.
For sure. No question.
So I had to get those. So there you go. Pump's homework. He's got Keith Urban as Angel Eyes, Idris Elba as Blondie. And Tuco, he's got the bad guy from Bad Boys 2. I don't know what the fuck his name is.
Jordy Mola.
So thank you, Pumps. We appreciate that. And your voicemail was very funny.
Well done.
Okay. So
Ragnarok for life.
I also love Thor Ragnarok, and Pumps and I have had off show conversations about that in the past, and I think he's nuts.
It's hella dope.
It was so good.
It's super dope. It's so dust.
Hella.
Dust.
Yo. Hella.
Dust, how do you feel about Thor Ragnarok? I know you're busy on your phone.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just collateral damage right now, tonight. Collateral damage. You know what? I really enjoy Ragnarok. I thought it was a good movie. It's a funny movie. You know, Marvel movies are funny. This is funnier. Can I hashtag funnier movie?
Yeah.
I like the way they, you know, let's face it. Marvel cannot do any movies with Incredible Hulk. So they cannot do the Incredible Hulk origin. They can't do the storylines that we love from Incredible Hulk. But they took the Planet Hulk storyline
and it was
sandwiched it in there.
Oh, it was so good.
With Thor.
Yeah.
You know, being that Thor, if you watch the first Thor movie, the first Thor movie wasn't taken well. It wasn't true. Everybody. The second one
wasn't that great.
Taken well. You know what I mean?
Right. They had to do something.
It didn't do well. So they finally thought, like, hey, man, these guys had some fucking great interactions in the Avengers movie. Let's put them together. And that's when I think they really, really jumped on it and said, like, you know what? We could give people what they want from Hulk, but it still be a Thor movie. Ragnarok was great. Yuck is there a little bit too much. I think it was well balanced. Not your Guardians of the Galaxy yuck. You know what I mean? Guardians is really a little
super,
too far
super
out.
Super yuck.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure I'm dragging like this along too much. I'm dragging way too long. But I enjoyed what I saw from the Hulk in Ragnarok. Man, it was really good. Really good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Hell yeah.
That's what I like so much about Infinity Wars is it kind of felt like a Guardians of the Galaxy movie. It was cosmic. You know, I'm a cosmic cat.
I liked in Infinity Wars how it jumped from storyline to storyline like every 8 minutes. And I thought it read like a comic. It watched like a comic book.
Yeah, totally.
All right, but we've done the Infinity War episode, so here we go. So this weekend, I had my Haskell family reunion, and it was in Boise, Idaho. A lot of you might think that I was born in Los Angeles, but that is not the case. I was actually born in Boise, Idaho, much to the chagrin of a lot of my friends that didn't find that out until 20 years after we had been friends.
It all makes sense. It all makes sense now.
And when they found that out, they really let me have it. And they were like, dude, you're like one of the most like pro LA guys I've ever met. And you weren't even fucking born here. And my rebuttal is always, it's not where you were born. It's where you learned to ride a bike. Okay.
Oh, hey.
And I learned to ride a bike in Los Angeles in 1984. And I'm fucking sticking to it.
I like to say it's not where you're from, but it's where you bombed all city.
There he is. There's Mitty crowbarring a fucking 33 bus reference in. Anyway, so
way more than 33, man.
So I went up to Idaho, and a funny story, because we're honest on this podcast, and I was an absolute epic bonehead at the airport on Thursday night when I left. I ate too much edible.
We've told this story before. Oh shit!
No, here we go. I ate too much. I in my car before I left on the shuttle for the airplane. I ate way more edible than I should have. I had also smoked a blunt and had 3 vodka tonics.
Wow! Wow! You were looking for the trifecta.
You were ready?
I was on trifecta.
You were ready to party, bro?
I was ready to hop off that airplane in Idaho, fucking ready to rumble.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm walking through the airport. And the edibles usually take like an hour to kick in or whatever. So I'm walking through the airport and I've got my headphones on. I'm listening to fucking Curtis Mayfield's The Greatest Hits. And it's like the most super dope thing like ever. Just jam into that shit all fucked up.
You know, all of a sudden I see you as Johnny Depp walking into the circus on Fear Holding.
Yes,
on ether. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, you're Johnny Depp as Hunter S. Thompson walking into the circus on ether,
dude. And I'm not sunglasses. I'm not sunglasses inside guy. I actually make fun of the people that wear sunglasses indoors. But I was so fucked up that I had to wear my sunglasses because I was like, if anybody looks me in the eye, I'm not getting on the airplane.
It was definitely Fear and Loathing. You were definitely Fear and Loathing style, you know.
So I'm fucking jamming. I'm going through security, right? And so I go through security, and they flag my backpack. And, like, the guy gets it to the end, and I'm still, like, sunglassed up. Like, I'm fucking –
they flagged your backpack.
Like, I'm fucking David Hasselhoff in, like, 1985, dude. And I just look at him, and I went, oh, that's – oh, actually, hold on. Right before security, they conned me into paying because I forgot about this. They conned me into paying $25 for my check-in bag because apparently when I booked on Orbitz, I didn't realize I booked a ticket that didn't allow me a carry-on. Okay? Because I was probably fucked up when I booked the flight.
Wait. You booked a ticket that didn't
I didn't know those tickets existed. Why would you not carry-on? How can you grandfather with empty pockets onto an airplane?
Whatever ticket you buy, carry-ons or grand, you got one carry-on.
I totally agree, but my ticket was super cheap, and so I'm at like the kiosk, and it won't let me check in.
Lady, 25 cents.
The lady comes over, and she's like, "Yo, can I help you?" And I go, "Yeah, it won't let me like check in. It's saying I have to pay money for this bag." And she's like. And she looked at my thing and she's like, "Oh, yeah, you do." And I go, "I'm not paying $25 for my carry-on."
She goes,
and
she's like, "Yes."
She goes, "Sir, this is the ticket you booked and you have to pay $25 for your carry-on." So now I'm like looking through my backpack for like my like paperwork and shit. And the edible starts to kick in, bro. And I just stop. I zip my backpack up and I look at her right in the fucking face. I swear on fucking McChrist and go, I am way too high to fucking deal with this right now.
Here's a $25. basically, what he said was, we can't stop here. This is bat country.
And luckily she looked at me and laughed and was like, all right, cool. So flash forward. So I'm in security. My backpack goes through, it gets flagged. And I go, oh shit, I left my iPad in there. And the guy goes, oh, that's probably what it is, because you have to take your iPad out and put it in a different bin.
It's not erased.
So they fucking, the guy takes it. He goes, I have to swab your iPad for bomb substances. And I'm like, the only bomb substances on there are my fucking albums. Like, now I'm cracking jokes. I'm all fucked up. I'm in TSA, like, joking around.
Oh, my God.
They know you're down with the shoe bomber.
So the guy like chuckles and like he scans it and puts it back through. So now I'm fucking chilling and there's like a line. So I have to wait like another like 8 minutes before like my bag comes through, and like still jamming to Curtis Mayfield. I got one headphone in just in case I need to answer any questions. Backpack comes back out, throw the backpack on, head to the fucking to the terminal. I didn't realize until fucking Saturday that my iPad was never back in my backpack.
You fucked up, son.
Bro, they put it in a separate plastic bin. And I know that. I travel all the time. I know that. And fucking fucked up Curtis Mayfield jamming Nate was just like, oh, they probably threw it right back in my backpack and just rolled out like a fucking idiot. Yep. Like a fucking idiot. So I have to fucking now call TSA. And it was like the expensive like $800 like iPad Pro. Like, I'm going to Italy in a couple months. Like, that was like my movie watching device. Like, yeah, I'm not that thrilled, but it's completely my fault. I have nobody to blame but myself. And had I been sober, that wouldn't have happened. But it is what it is, I guess.
You know, that's a pretty dramatic turnaround. Back in the day when you came to that Akai seminar I did, and we were talking about edibles. You were firmly, you had a stance on, you do not fuck with them.
I know, you're right, sudden, and I didn't. Yeah, you're right. Yep, obviously, I'm not old enough to figure out how they work.
Okay? You thought you knew.
Yeah, it's obvious. So anyway, so I go to Idaho. And
hey, Utah. I get to see my, hey, Utah. Give me two. Give me two.
Multiple bitches.
Remember that? Point Break, yep. Utah, fucking, give me two.
My mom was the costumer on that movie.
Oh, wow. That's dude. Fucking incredible. Get out of here. Your mom was in that movie?
No, she was the costume designer. Movie? Point Break.
Utah, give me two.
Yeah, Point Break. Oh, wow. And they shot it in Hermosa over by where I live.
Mm. Yeah, here he goes.
Anyway.
Jack Colin.
Jessica Alba, right?
It's fucking Point Break, Mitty. It was made in like fucking 1993. Jessica Alba was in grade school.
She was definitely grade school, kindergarten. Girl.
Anyway. So I'm there. I get to see Chris. You know, everybody knows Chris, my little brother, his brother Ben. I get to see my dad. My dad was there. It was super dope. We had this every 2 years. There was about 70 people there. That's kind of how big the Haskell family is. There's a lot of people, a lot of little kids, a lot of stuff like that. We floated down of the Boise River, which was very cool. Yeah. It's not something that I do. You can't really do that in LA. I mean, you can drive somewhere and go do it, but like, you know, it's kind of like a lazy river. You get in a tube and like, you know, every fucking, you know, quarter mile, there's some rapids that you, you know, dip down or whatever. It's pretty fun. You know, we get all fucked up and go down the river. It's fun.
Yeah, we got one of those here.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah. So, you know, you park your cars at the top and then you fucking totally, take your shot. Yeah, it's very fun. And me being from fucking LA, doesn't get to see like nature and shit all that often. I'm like, oh my God, a bunch of baby ducks. Oh my God, a deer. Oh my God, look at that. Like, you know what I mean? I'm all fucking geeking out on nature.
As opposed to LA. Oh my God, a homeless person.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, another fucking homeless encampment.
Homie, speaking of.
Oh my God,
I
can't pay my rent either. I might be homeless.
Speaking of, I had to fucking kick a homeless guy out of who was fucking living in front of my work today. But anyway, So, you know, we did the whole thing.
No,
the whole
I want to hear that story.
I will. I'll tell it afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, I want to hear that too.
You're going to tell it now.
Okay. So let me just run past this. Let me just run past this.
Finish the story. Finish the story you're on now.
Thank you. Let me finish
this. You know, don't dangle the fruit unless you.
Let me finish this reunion. This reunion story, and then we'll move on. So,
not bad. Because I don't want to be kicked off.
Because I know that, and I know that how Nate, how was your week? Likes to get real rushed along. So anyway. Similar to the MIDI minute. So,
wow. It comes out live on the air. Look at him.
TikTok.
He's got some balls. This guy's got some balls.
Out of the blue, you're complaining.
Out of the blue, you're complaining.
I'm just kidding. Most of my stories are really boring anyway.
Yeah,
so,
well, you know, yeah, most of your stories are an hour and a half long.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's what I said. They're boring.
You know, Pumps is right now saying, fuck you, Dust.
So anyway, so on the last day of the reunion, I managed to somehow get a bunch of sunblock in my eye.
Okay.
Like,
you know, eyeballs getting sunburned,
bro.
How us gingers are so sensitive. You got a total precaution, even the eyeball.
To the
no
point
space
where
left on.
Rub it on the retina.
To the point where one of my cousin's wives is a nurse, and she was like, "You have a chemical burn in your eye, dude." For 4 hours, it did nothing but water. And fucking like not, it didn't swell up, but it was hard to open it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm there and the whole family's there. And we're all getting loaded and we're joking around and I'm like in a chair leaning back, like miserable. And people are like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I've got sunblock in my eye. And people are like, you're a fucking bitch. Shut up. You know what I mean? And I'm like, no, for real. Like, this is really painful. So like, I go into the house cause my uncle has like a whole big like estate or whatever. And so I go in the house and I like go in the basement and I lay on a couch for like 30 minutes. And like my cousin comes down and he goes, yo, we're up on fucking cornhole. Get the fuck up, Uncle Sleepy. So fucking, I'm like, dude, it's not that I want to go take a nap. And he goes, oh, I know you, bro. Of course you want to take a nap. And I'm like, no, it's my fucking eye. So I go out and my eye's watering and fucking everybody that's giving me shit, I just grab their hand and put it underneath my eye. And I'm like, feel this. And it's like, it's all wet, you know? And I'm like, this is what it's like all fucking day for me right now. So I put like Visine, I put all these fucking things in it, just made it worse. It was awful. So as a gag, I snuck away and I went to Walgreens and I went and bought an eye patch. And I fucking came.
Yo, wait. You bought an eye patch not on purpose.
Yes, on purpose. Yes,
I bought plenty of eye patches not because I had to, but on purpose because I wanted to look like that guy.
Yeah, so I roll in looking like Major Blood with the full black fucking eye patch.
Everything with the robotic arm.
Cobra! Yeah!
And so people are like, what the fuck are you wearing in your eye? And I was like, listen, you guys don't fucking believe me that my eye hurt. This allows me to close my eye and keep it in the dark, you bastards. So we took a family picture of like all 70, and it was very hard to get everybody fucking wrangled around. And I wore that fucking eye patch in the picture. And people were pissed. They were like, take the eye patch off, Nathan. What are you doing? And I'm like, I fucking sacrificed an eye for this family this weekend, and we're going to remember it. And I fucking wore the eye patch in the family photo, much to the chagrin of half of my family. The other half were like, yeah, do it.
When we come back 50 years to revisit this photo, I want you all to fucking remember the sacrifice I made.
Exactly.
I get it. I should have get it.
You should have filmed a pay dirt video.
I should have. I kept it. I kept the eye patch just in case now, because you never know.
Yarr.
You know what I mean?
You know,
a good iPad.
You know, once we record the pay dirt video, which has a $95,000 video budget.
My bad.
So definitely shout out to the Kobola fam hanging on fucking
pins and needles.
Yeah, no. We go down to Florida to Disney. You know, with the Caribbeans.
Oh, there we go.
Whatever the fuck it is. And then we just painstakingly just hop on some of the events that they have going on, you know, which has a pirate thing behind us. And there we go. We shoot the video. Someone's sitting there with their iPhone. And we're good.
I thought that was a dig at Bo.
I don't think you want to go to the Caribbean.
I thought that was a dig at Bo not making a pay dirt video because I saw him make a very funny Jackass Muppets video.
Oh, did. Did he recently?
It was very funny.
Is it right after? Was it before the Goblin Dust premiere?
Let me tell you how easy that Muppets video was to make. All right, I spliced together
step up your game
two
for
Muppets
us.
Trailers. All right, and change the look, you know. I know what you're doing. You're goading me. And it's working, motherfuckers.
You know.
Yeah. I made a quick Muppets video.
I'm just saying.
You know, we made a quick album called "Of Cabbages and Kings."
Well, look, okay. Here,
we made a quick album called
"For Respecting Your Craft Enough to Want to Give It the Best Visuals That I Can Possibly Give It." I'm sorry, I am screaming.
He's yelling into the mic.
I'm screaming.
Screaming. Look at him. He grabbed it. He's like DMC at the Apollo. Yeah. You know.
Hey yo. No, all I'm saying.
You know,
I'm picking it up and screaming at you, motherfuckers. All I'm saying is, you know, hey.
Why do I picture us all like the ages that we are now, but like super young around a dinner table arguing? Like, no, I didn't want to know. I didn't.
Dude, that's Goodfellas. You know, picture us all around the table. You know, like,
if we could ever all get around the same place at the same time and we recorded the podcast, like, while having like a full on, like, huge
a round table,
like Italian dinner, that would be so dope.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so that was my weekend. Let's move along. Do you want to hear about the whole? Okay, look. Do you want to hear the homeless story first, or do you want to hear
the stories?
Do we want no? Because you asked about the homeless one about my work.
Yeah.
The guy that you had to kick off.
Well, I asked. Who asked?
It's your short term memory, huh, bud?
Somebody asked.
It was somebody.
You almost made me stop my story dead track to tell this story.
I know.
Now you don't.
No, I know. Stop.
So.
Stop. Relax. Beep, beep, beep. Back it up.
Relax. Yo.
That's a level right now. My level right now is like, As I lean back in my chair and grab another beer.
That's because today, Dust, you're playing Atlas, my dude. You've got a lot of stuff on your shoulders at the moment.
Yeah, whatever, man. I'm done. I'm like fucking JFK with the fucking Cuba.
It's because he's not killing Yinglings tonight. He's on that silver bullet. He went werewolf
free,
on us.
Free. I'm sponsored.
Oh, perfect.
Light sponsorship.
So at work today, I pull up and across the street from my work, we have two buildings and they're across the street on like a semi-residential street. And there is a guy who has set up shop. He had a couch. He had like some trash bags in the tree above the couch that was like giving him some shade. He had his fucking shopping cart. Like he had like moved in over the weekend. And so we got to, you know, I got to work and I was like, oh fuck, this ought to be good. So I'm saying to myself, I'm going, yo, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to tell him, dude, you've got to move addresses here, buddy. Or now, else I'm gonna have to, call the cops.
Well, is this what because of what's going on downtown with the Skid Row shit?
It just happened.
We with Skid Row downtown Los Angeles, you could just basically put up a fucking tent and you got a house.
Oh yeah, tent cities are a real thing.
Yeah, like, so, it's funny. It's like. You have people that live in an area that they got apartments that are $3,000 a month, and they look out their window and they look downstairs and it's a bunch of fucking homeless people in fucking garbage bag tents.
Yeah, you're 100% correct.
Yeah,
I mean, unfortunately, California is ranked
downtown LA, but you know, is that one of the things that is catching on wherever? Hey, I'm gonna fucking sit right behind your house and put a garbage.
That doesn't happen, but.
Because you know what? If that's the case, I'm moving right now. Dust tent right behind your house.
It hasn't gotten to that level yet. But so anyway, so the guy's got his whole fucking shop.
He blew me off. That's the Nathan Haskell blow dust mess.
I didn't blow you off.
No, you blew me. It's all good. Keep rolling. It's all good.
So
I'm gonna get you back in about a half hour.
You probably. Yeah, I'm not. I wasn't trying to get you.
I saw you look at your fucking list. You said get dust.
Least quality of life state in the whole fucking union, California.
Here we go.
Love it.
Midi, every week it's hot and it's expensive to live here, dude. I need you to get a different fucking, gimmick, dude.
Just move.
Do it, man.
Come to Jersey. Come to Jersey, bro. Just come to Jersey.
So the guy's out there. He's got his whole setup, right? So I'm like, okay, at some point in this afternoon, I'm going to go across the street and I'm going to say, hey, dude, you've got to bounce. Like, if you don't bounce, I got to call the cops. I don't want to call the cops. You know, do your thing. So like an hour later, he's up off the couch and he's like looking inside the cars that are parked in front of him, his little area. And he's like using their windshield wipers to hold shit. I'm like, okay, all right. Like, all right. At
like
this point,
fridge magnets.
Yeah, like you've got to go, dude. So I call the dispatch and I'm like, yo, there's a homeless dude. You got to get him out. So the cops show up and they talk to him for a minute and then they bail. And I'm like, wow, that really didn't do much, did it? So then. Like 30 minutes later, some dudes roll up in like a giant fucking like crusher, like trash truck, and they fucking grab his couch and throw it in the back of this trash truck. And crunch it right in front of him. Like it's like, it's like taking a piece of paper and like just crinkling it up. And this dude's like, yo, what the fuck? So then they bail up, and so then the guy's up, and like I see him, like he puts his jacket on. It's like 90 degrees. He's got like a blazer going. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, he got the hint. He's packing up and going. Then
at least
like
he ain't on meth.
What?
At least he's not on meth. He probably.
I don't know that, bro. I didn't fucking interview him.
I'm just saying. I know he methods.
Nothing so to anyway, see here. Move it along.
I think he's packing up his shopping cart and all that kind of shit, right? Old boy doubles down and just lays down on the grass on top of some of the clothes that I thought he was folding and takes out a box of cereal and like poses like Titanic, like paint me like the pretty fucking French girls. And is just crushing cereal, just doubled down. Like, I'm not going anywhere.
He's trying to get off that cereal. He's getting off that cereal, man.
Like you might have taken my couch, bro, but I'm not going. So I don't know. Tomorrow, I don't know if he's going to be there or not, but it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. That's fucking Los Angeles now, man. Shout out to fucking
dude, that's
Skid Row. Shout out to Skid Row, man. Everybody just feels like they're fucking saying, I'm going to stay here.
That problem is not isolated to L.A. because when my family owned a mattress store for a while, and while I was working there, there was a old abandoned or just closed car wash facility, There was a guy that was kind of took up residence in this old car wash, you know, and he had a huge pile of clothes that he would rummage through on a daily basis. We called him Roby. We didn't know what his name was, but he wore this like robe, this like bathrobe. He would wear it in the mornings, and he would come out into the front like parking area of the former car wash. And he would like preach at the cars that were driving by. He would like hold up a Bible and like yell at the cars that were driving by and like try to preach at them. And he'd go back under the car wash and he'd, you know, have like a wardrobe change and he'd come out. and what used to be so crazy to us is that all these clothes were like clean. It was like, how are all these clothes so clean? Like, we could never figure out. Like, he'd come out with, like, a pair of white pants on, and these white pants were, like, completely spotless. And it was like, how do you – I live in a house with, like, very sophisticated washing mechanisms, and I can't keep a pair of white pants clean. Like, how is this guy doing it living in an abandoned car wash? Like, how is that happening?
Skills, bro. Skills.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you skills. I guess you
got you. He got you, man.
What you
he
have got available. You, man. He got yeah. you.
Yeah. It's all the scammer, man. It's all a scam. Yeah. They all got scams.
One day he wasn't there and we never saw him again. Shout out to
remember back in the day,
story.
You know, like in the '80s, you go to Times Square, a video camera, check it out, blah, blah, blah. You buy it off the streets for $100, you fucking take it home, it's a fucking rock.
Yeah, right. There's nothing inside it.
Yeah, and nothing at all. Nothing. Your hopes and dreams are gone.
All right, so.
I feel for these people, man. I feel for these people. Like, to give you a for instance, I researched the apartment 15 years ago. I used to pay $700 for $2,400 a month now, man, in 15 years.
That's a lot of
Tell
time,
there's
man.
Not a problem.
You know what?
15 years goes by real quick, bro.
Yeah, but you know what? When you think about things as a personal side, 15 years seems like it's nothing. But in regular real world shit, 15 years is a fucking insane, fucking incredible number that you could.
That's a long time, man.
Yeah, it is a long time. You know what? You know what?
I take pisses that last longer than 15 fucking years.
I highly doubt that, but you know,
Mitty, you're so tough, bro.
Yeah, he's so tough. He's like, I can't even think of. He's Tom Berenger in Platoon right now. That tough.
Trying to measure his pisses and bows.
Yeah, he's Tom Berenger tough. Tough.
Hey, all right, so. So here we go.
Where did the ding come from? What was that ding?
No, that's my text message. I've got to answer a text from a prop person.
So answer it. Who got the props? We got,
who got the props.
Hey, guys, check it out. It's prop time with Nathan.
All right. Hold on. I'll address all
over here.
I gave you an intro and everything. Hey, guys, check it out. It's prop time with Nathan.
I'll address that in a minute.
That's the second time. Hey guys, check it out. It's prop time with Nathan. That's
the only way I can address it is if I actually call the person. So it's not.
Well, call him on air. Fuck it. Who cares?
I
who cares?
This might be his job. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just do it.
All right.
Fucking do it. Just do it live. Do it live, Nathan. Do it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Jesus Christ.
So a couple weeks ago.
Pussy.
Yeah, right?
Motherfucker, you wouldn't even tell us the name of your grocery store. Get the fuck out of here.
It's called Nathan and Grocery Store. Nathan-us. It's called Nathan-us.
All right, so a couple weeks ago, I asked people.
I'm going to quit another podcast.
It's Nathan Joe's. Nathan Joe's.
A couple of weeks ago. I asked people to write anything they wanted in the review section of our podcast thing on iTunes, and I would read it. So I haven't read any of these. There's some reviews, and I'm going back to the first one because some of them are going to probably be about other episodes that we had and, you know, about funny stuff. So on March 13th, we had dot, dot, dot from the back. Okay, that was probably on our.
That was probably our first review. Yeah.
Nice.
So then we've got great first episode. New guy Bo is a great addition to the comedy of Nate and Dust. Straight fire, more bingo and cat UTI stories. Okay. This is another one. If you like hearing dudes be dudes and you want to laugh, this podcast is for you. Okay. We've got Cheers. We've got Tooth Viagra, Mary Jo Buttafuoco, Sad Tree, Panther Meat, Rap Chat, Venmo Lady of the Night, Going Clear, and Milk Jug Plunger. These are highlights worth listening to.
Agreed. Wow. Somebody's paying attention.
And, yeah, I got to go back and listen.
Okay, we've got another one that says... That says
gangster shit ever.
Highly doubtful. I said any of that.
It says number one best convo. Seems like you're eavesdropping on a convo at a bar or a restaurant.
Okay, I give him that. Yeah. We got that vibe.
Here's another one. A man from Macon, Georgia, that hosts bingo will teach you about the South. Mitty always brings that low hanging fruit from the back. The most Hell miserable yeah. curmudgeon in New Jersey will eviscerate everything you love. trying to pilot the ship from the trunk is the South Bay's favorite son, Nathan Haskell.
Oh, that is that
what
my that, that's
the most what?
That's the most accurate best.
Hold on. Holy I have to hear shit. That again. The most
what is Bo drinking, man? What all the right, fuck I'm is
that? He's got right, he's got a bottle of Jack. Oh. Relax.
I'm going to say it again. A man from Macon, Georgia that hosts bingo will teach you about the South.
Okay.
Mitty always brings the low-hanging fruit from the back.
Maybe.
The most miserable curmudgeon in New Jersey will eviscerate everything you love. And trying to pilot the ship from the trunk is the South Bay's favorite son, Nathan Haskell.
That's perfectly on point.
Whoever from the trunk at an 85 Accord.
Whoever wrote that gets a prize.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds like Pumps.
Here's another one.
That's perfect. It's perfect.
I see you, Pumps.
Shout out to that dude.
Here's another one. This podcast is massively funny and entertaining. It helps me fall asleep at night.
Okay, I'm not so sure about that.
Well played, Vanessa.
Okay, this one says,
let's see what you did
this
there.
This one says, I decided out of the blue to write this 5-star review.
No way.
Decided out the blue.
Dude.
Yeah, so
Whoever wrote that is awesome. Hold on,
and there's one more.
These reviews are awesome.
I decided out of the blue to write a 5-star review. Yeah.
5-star review.
Here's the one that says
review. It was Bill Cosby, man.
It says, OMG. I just got in my car with my parents to go to the gym. Your podcast came on because I was listening, and I panicked, dropped the phone, trying to pause and change the setting on my car because who knows what's going to fly out of the mouths of you guys.
I don't like my low pants.
I appreciate you. And thank you. And fuck you. And your family in your car.
Your family is lovely. That's an excellent vehicle. I don't know.
Jesus Christ. That's awesome.
Man. That was good. We got to do that more often.
Those were the reviews that we got.
And those are on iTunes.
More, I don't know how to pull them up. But
those were iTunes reviews.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
I'm sure there's like 20 other reviews.
Guys, we'll do that every 20 night. Episodes.
We're going places.
Oh yeah. Can't stop us, bro. Ain't no stopping us now.
Can't stop.
This music didn't work, but this podcasting shit.
There we go.
Dust, you told me earlier to remind you a story about Donnie Brasco.
Oh, God. Oh, fucking A. All right. It was the a score is a score. Anybody score seen score. Donnie Brasco before? Anybody yes, watch?
100%. Of course.
Anybody? You remember that one scene where Pacino is hammering a fucking parking meter in the house, you know, like Lefty's house. And he's hammering it. He's trying to fucking, it's a parking meter, has quarters in it. And he's hammering it. And fucking, and Mike Madison says, enough with that shit. And Pacino looks at him and goes, a score is a score. A score is a score. Now, here you are. You're talking about the mafia. The mafia in the 70s. They're trying to make money. Money's tight. They can't make it. And he's hammering a parking meter to get $20 and quarters out of it. And he's not stopping. The Don of his crew, he's not the Don, but you know, the captain of his crew says, stop.
Yeah.
A score is a score.
Imagine if he lives in LA now.
Yeah.
He's gotta pay tribute in one way or another.
If you watch that movie and see Pacino in that movie, he's just hustling every fucking day. So it reminds me back when I was working in the detail shop. I detailed cars for like 10 years. And they had these two little fucking, little stupid fucking gumball machines, I call them. Like, you know, like these gumball machines, like, you know. And nobody picked up for like a year and a half. The gumballs are gone. The peanuts are gone. The cashews are gone. Nobody picked up in a year and a half. I have a key to the joint. I'm like, Let me get in there and see what's up. And you know, it's your basic generic fucking you put your fucking 5 cents in and turn out. It's a gumball, a gumball machine. So I fucking went in there and I'm looking at it. I'm trying to fucking find a way to get in there. I can't fucking find a way in there. I'm fucking looking under here. I'm fucking trying to pull the fucking, I could get into the chamber of the fucking thing and eat the gumballs. No, which weren't there anymore, but I can't get into the cash money. I want to get into the cash money. So I said, fuck it. I threw it. We had a workbench. I threw it on the workbench. I got a drill and I got a hole saw. You know, hole saw? You know, the hole saw?
Yeah, yeah.
Hole saws and this is a true story. This is a fucking true story. Put the fucking hole saw in.
This isn't going to get you in trouble, homie, no, is it?
It didn't matter. It didn't matter. I worked in a fucking shop. Oh, there's no rules. There's no rules. The dude hasn't.
If anybody that worked at that fucking show, we should go buy a lottery ticket immediately. Yeah.
Anybody? Yeah. Nobody fucking.
Fair enough.
They didn't pick up the money for fucking 2 years. So right in my mind, I'm thinking like, all right, we got like 60. I'm thinking like 42. I'm thinking like 35. And this dude, you know, quarter wise, you know, $35. So I threw it on the fucking workbench. I put the hole saw on the drill. And I was like, from underneath. And this goes on for a long time.
It's so, like when Nate gets a pedicure.
No, it goes on for a long time. So some other dude that had the key to the joint comes in and is like, yo, Eddie, what are you doing? I'm like, and I'm ignoring. And he looks at me, I'm like, I'm a score. And I said to him, a score is a score. And it's just so like Al Pacino did.
How much did you get?
It was probably like about $80 or $90 that I got from both machines, but you know,
it's like, hey, that's almost a felony.
Yeah, you know what? Like, and you know, honestly, man, I'm gonna tell you right now. I talked to the guy that owned our fucking detail shop, and I'm like, what are we doing with these? He's like, I don't give a fuck. Throw them out. So when the dude that owns the shop says throw them out, And I'm thinking in my head. Like, I dropped mad quarters in that fucking thing. Nobody's picked it up in a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I threw it on the fucking workbench, and you know what? I went underneath. You have to go underneath sometimes. You're like, it was like fucking, you know, it felt like a bank heist. You know what I mean? It's like, I was like on a bank heist, like, drilling in, like, people coming, I'm like, shh, chill, sit back. You know? And one dude came in, it's like, what the fuck you doing? I'm like, a score's a score. It just felt like the same atmosphere when in Donnie Brasco, when Pacino was fucking taking a hammer to the fucking the parking meters that they jacked. And it just shows you're like where these good fellas were trying to find every fucking dollar and nickel and fucking dime they could fucking compose to just fucking pay tribute. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we got lefty and we got Dust who's righty.
Yeah, man. You know, and the funny thing, the best part of that was when someone came in. I'm going to tell you guys honestly, man. I just looked at him. I said, "A score is a score." And that's exactly what he said when he was.
She got a great ass.
She's got a great ass.
I fucking love it. I love it. Okay, so here we go. You guys want to do a strange noise story, a strange news story pick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, wow. Here we go. I'm going to give you three stories. I haven't read these either. I got a couple open tabs here, so I'm going to jump between the two, so bear with me. The first story is nude man caught working out at Planet Fitness thought it was a judgment-free zone, says police.
Is it not?
Is that what they're calling it now?
Apparently, I don't fucking know. Here's the second story. Millennials outraged after baseball team advertises Millennial Night with avocados, participation ribbons, and napping stations.
That sounds like some onion shit. That sounds like something from The Onion, man. Like, holy hell.
Yeah, oh, I'm just saying. I'm just reading the headlines.
Oh, no. Jeez.
Okay, and then the last one is going to be jailed double murderer runs for U.S. Senate.
Fuck it. Why not?
Yeah. Okay, so we've got the naked guy at Planet Fitness. We've got Millennial Night at a baseball game, and we've got a murderer running for U.S. Senate. What say you?
Is there a fourth option?
I could throw one more fourth one in here just in case.
Muting MIDI.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. All right, fuck it. How about this one? Ready? Dozens of drunk seagulls found on beaches.
That's the one.
That's the one.
We got a winner. Ding, 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 ding.
Drunk seagulls.
How the fuck are we about it?
Because I was on the fence about the naked guy and the fucking other one. Let's do the drunk seagulls.
Yeah. Once you said drunk and seagulls on a beach, I'm in.
All right. Here we go. Open it up. Okay, hello. Here we go. This is hello, hola. This
hello.
Is from Friday. Hola. This is from Friday. This is from Friday, July 6th. And this is from England. Dozens of drunken seagulls have become disoriented and confused after scavenging alcohol in southwest England. Some have died and some are seriously ill, saying the birds were probably feeding on waste products of a local brewery or alcohol producer. The birds have appeared disoriented, confused, and have struggled to stand, says vet David Cooper.
That's every Monday.
We took a video of one of the birds. We took a video of one of the birds who was staggering around and losing his balance just as if a person would had they had too much to drink.
That was Dust Mites at TFCon last year.
Right.
One rescue team
is right now.
One rescue team has taken nearly 30 intoxicated seagulls in for a week.
And they just stayed with them.
Fucking cream.
And did some questionable shit with them birds.
Yeah. Shout out to the birds.
The birds absolutely stink of alcohol. When we collect them, they make our vans smell like pubs.
You know, in the bird's defense, it was just hand sanitizer.
Oh, Jesus. That was me when I got a fucking Uber.
All right. Now this is my favorite because I read ahead a little. The last little quote of the story is by an animal collection officer. Okay? And this is what she had to say. These birds were clearly wearing their beer go gulls when they scavenged their meal for the day and have been really suffering with hangovers after a gulls night out.
Oh my God!
Gulls night out.
They should have mixed it with Clamato.
Wow!
Their beer go gulls.
Now
gulls.
And then
that shit is fly.
You said this is from the UK, right?
Yeah, it's from England.
Yeah, well, you know. There you go.
They don't give a shit about the environment.
There you go. It's from England.
But see, here's the thing. This is what I want to know. Like, here's the thing. Did there wasn't that many of them. So, like, did some of the seagulls, like, land at, like, that, like, waste station of a brewery and, like, only tell certain homies? And they were, like having, like, a straight party? It was like, you know what
I
mean?
I just feel
caca.
Like,
I just feel caca.
If they didn't like it, they wouldn't drink it, right? Am I wrong?
Oh, they were giving out signals. There were special good signals given to special seagulls.
They were given sig gulls.
Sig gulls.
Sig gulls.
We got the setup here. The setup.
So there you go. Look, there you go. That was a seagull story. And you know what? Just because we never keep our word, we're going to do the Naked Guy of Planet Fitness too.
Oh, nice.
We're going to do two of them because I think this might be a quick one because I haven't read it. But you never know. Here we go. This is from Massachusetts and it happened 3 hours ago.
Massachusetts.
Three hours ago, our time.
Okay. A man, Eric Stogno, 34, was arrested in New Hampshire after allegedly catching him exercising in the nude. The captain said that Stogno was in a yoga-type pose when the authorities arrived, and he replied with, "I thought I was in a judgment-free zone." Other gym-goers reportedly felt sick, unsafe, and disgusted by the actions.
Jesus Christ! That's as far from the judgment-free zone as you can get. Holy shit! I'm sorry, I don't want to sound like I'm too sympathetic to this guy's cause, but like, how dangerous really is dick and balls? Like, how threatening really at the end of the day, how threatened are you by a flaccid dick and balls on a guy doing yoga poses? Yeah, on a guy doing yoga poses, how threatening are any of those things?
You've obviously never seen it up close.
Maybe I haven't. Maybe that's my problem.
You never seen it from the back.
Nothing.
Or maybe that's not my problem.
What did you say, Dust? I didn't hear it.
I said I saw Bo's next album cover.
But what you do is, bro, you do a double face. You do your face over your crotch area
was
too.
Yelling, man. Bo was like, I'm sorry.
Relax.
I'll relax. Lower that treble.
Let me lower it.
All right.
Now
you could hate me in full stereo.
I don't want to hate anybody.
I love you, brother.
Bo, do you have a Southern second tonight, my friend?
No, I don't have a Southern second, but I do have a funny joke.
Shocking.
You have a funny joke.
Next up, Mini.
Shocking. Shocking. Absolutely shocking.
It is shocking. Well, look, okay.
Shocking.
Maybe there's not as many stereotypes to turn on their head as you think in the South. Look, let me tell you right now. Okay, ooh, here's my Southern.
Whoa.
I'm blaming it on the fact that Southern stereotypes are too accurate.
Blaming his lack of his stereotypes on us. It's our.
I'm not blaming it on you. I'm blaming it on Southerners. We're the problem. We're always the problem.
You're blaming it on us.
Ask any Northerner. We're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I've got two things I'll share with you real quick in closing. I've got one funny joke, and then one thing that I want to promote this, and then maybe if anyone watches it, we can talk about it next week, or if anyone who listens wants to comment on it, then we could certainly talk about it more. But Sacha Baron Cohen, are y'all familiar with?
Oh, love him.
Love him.
Oh yeah, Ali G.
Ali G, man. Ali G, dude. Bruno. I was on Ali G back in the HBO days.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. That's not a fan.
What's wrong with you, bro?
He's got,
not a fan.
All right. Not. Neither here nor there. He's got a new series out on Hulu called "Who Is America," and he recently.
Is it out yet?
There's two episodes on Hulu. There's two episodes on Hulu. And
I can't wait to not see it.
Georgia does not look very good. Georgia is not coming out smelling like a rose.
Like on that Ali G episode when he had the people in the South singing "Throw the Jew Down the Well"?
Yeah, it's like that. It's worse. It's worse than that. It's awful. The second episode, he gets to interview Dick Cheney. I don't know how that gets to happen. I mean, how can you be a former vice president and not be in an interview where shit gets controversial and you not be thinking in your head like, hey, maybe I should like re-examine the nature of this interview?
And dude, people are a sucker for publicity.
Dude, it's crazy. That's how they get it.
People are a sucker for publicity,
Yeah. So my Southern
suck my Dick Cheney from the back
to recommend maybe checking that shit out. You guys, Jesus
perfect.
Christ.
I like it.
And then to alleviate things, I've got a really horrible joke that someone shared with me that I stole. Did you guys hear about the two bandits that stole a calendar? Did you hear about them? They stole a calendar.
No, I didn't.
You didn't hear about them? They each got 6 months.
Oh,
that's great.
They each one of them got 6 months because they stole the calendar.
They were fighting over it. They ripped it apart.
Thank you very much.
Listen. I'm afraid to start a segment that's called "Dad Jokes with Bo," Southern Sensibility fucking report. Fucking
of course. I'll give you one of the sensibility.
How about that? I'll give you one or the other. You'll get a Southern Sensibility second or a dad joke with Bo.
One or the other.
Yeah. You know what? I'm about to pitch a fucking story that I want to fucking do about a fish that has cancer.
yeah,
chemo.
You already did that, man.
It's finding chemo. You know. I just want
to. Did we do that last week?
We do it every finding
chemo. That's fantastic.
It's a callback.
Smaller.
You know what? Cancer. You know what?
He's finding chemo.
He needs to find RSO.
Yeah. Shout out to that guy. We're rude for you, little guy.
That's like a modern day old yeller.
My cousin Chris.
Well, what isn't a modern day old yeller?
You
know,
Jesus.
When I took a shit the other day, I said, "Wow, that's a modern day old yeller." It was a little off color. So
that's what they said about my ex girlfriend.
Oh my God. Here we go.
I didn't do it. You did.
Modern day old yeller.
My cousin. Fucking Jesus Christ!
Hey, listen. When we broke up, I texted her. I said, "Come back, yeller."
And that's the mini
all fucking night.
Is that the mini?
Hell no! Nah, the mini hour's coming up, man.
Oh, the MIDI hour.
Wow. Shout out to the MIDI podcast. Shout out.
My cousin has a really good joke that he invented this weekend, but I'm gonna save it for when he comes on. I'm gonna make him tell it, and he's probably gonna get embarrassed and not want to tell it, but it's really funny.
When is it gonna be on? Next week?
I don't know. I'm trying to work it out.
Come on, let's get him on next week, man.
He works late on Monday, so we might have to do a show on like a Sunday or something in order for him to be able to do it.
All right, so we need to change our schedule for
not at all.
You know me. I'm all for that, man. We could do that.
You know, we'll figure it out for sure.
Yeah, the planets need to align.
MIDI, do you have a MIDI minute, sir?
Of course, man. You know what it is. Clone Wars. It's back.
Oh, fucking
right.
Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, great. Yay. Clone Wars is back. Yay.
I knew it.
Star Wars franchise that fills in all the gaps from the god amongst men, Dave Filoni, second only to midichlorian music in greatness.
Is Dave Filoni in charge on this one?
Dave Filoni. He's the only dude on the planet that could wear a cowboy hat and not look like a Texan. But yeah, shout out to all my people in Texas. Frogman. But Clone Wars is coming back. All you people that haven't watched it, season 4 through whatever the fuck it's at now is must-watch material for all you haters.
If I start at season 4, I'm not going to need anything from the previous 3 seasons.
It's Star Wars. You already know what's going to happen. You don't need just take it from fucking, Attack of the Clones up to Revenge of the Sith. That's where it takes place.
I've watched some Clone Wars and I like it. I do. I like it.
Yeah, there's some really cool shit.
Enough.
I lost it.
Start off slow, but it's awesome.
Guy and this guy shooting that guy, they all look like the same other guy. Darth Vader.
Yo.
You get this guy with this guy shooting this guy, the other guy. Darth Vader.
Dust, I'm gonna blow your mind here, bro. Darth Vader is not in the Clone Wars.
Darth Maul. I'm sorry, Darth Maul. Zoop, 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 zoop. Power the Force, Darth Maul. Is that good? Is that better?
Power of the Fourth.
Yeah, Power of the Fourth. he see how he got quiet? He knows how it is. It sucks.
Hey, I've been mad at people before. I think I can get cut in half and use my rage.
Commander, cucks in your face. That's what the force is.
Cucks in your face.
Dust out of the blue.
Nobody watches the show on the panel.
You came out all robot-y. That's why we couldn't really hear it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But do you happen
to order 69? I have more.
But wait, Nate. There's more.
This is the monstrous MIDI marathon of monstrosities. All up in your mouth from the back.
It's not. No, that was your MIDI minute. It was the Clone Wars.
We got more. My nerd friends.
Let them go.
My nerd friends are in an uproar. They're furiously rioting on the streets because
I can see
the new Bumblebee movie. Yeah, Dust Mice knows.
I can see him.
The new Bumblebee movie.
I'm looking out my window right now. They're like written next to the elm tree that I have in front of my apartment.
Hacking sack, man. They're hacking the sacking. But
I understand.
Yeah, so yeah, so this energy is totally plummeting. Yes.
I know where you're coming from.
You gotta choose MIDI. You can't have MIDI. You get MIDI. You get the MIDI minute. That's one subject per MIDI minute. I know what you want to talk about, and we can talk about that. But you've got to save. Like you can't. The MIDI minute is like one thing. Like it's not just like, hey. That's always been the thing. You have one.
When did
thing.
I agree to these terms and conditions?
Wow.
We, you know what? We fucking gave you. I'll take the mini minute away right now.
Wow.
Give it
damn.
The
right, I give it. Listen, I give it the mini minute, and I'll take it the way.
Host can take it the way, sir.
Wow. I didn't know it was
okay,
like that.
Okay, so yeah, Blitzway next week.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's what I'm talking about. I know we, yeah. But see, that's why it keeps it better because well, it also, also when I write the fucking the thing for the midi minute, like your midi minute can't be about like eight different fucking subjects, bro. It's got to be like one thing. Like, and this week it was the.
Oh, we're recording. Listen, we get it.
We're still recording, right?
Yeah. Hello.
All right.
Look, I think next week we definitely need to carve out a little San Diego Comic Con.
Wow.
Segment.
We
can talk about because we got Aquaman, Shazam,
yes,
Godzilla. All, there's all kinds of shit.
Aquaman.
It's a mere man.
And I do want to talk about what Mitty wanted to talk about, but I think that we can do that in a broader sense, other than. You know what I mean? Like a quick
last minute, at the
minute,
very,
minute yeah, quick yeah, thing. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like we will talk about
agreed.
That.
Agreed.
Even better.
Yeah.
I like sometimes when Mitty's like his reception kind of cocky goes even better. He sounds like Yoda sometimes. Like even better. Yeah. Yeah. There
do
was
a segment better than me. Can you?
Dust Mites, out of the blue, do you happen to have a beef with Dust where you can tell us about some sort of beef culinary dish as well as somebody that you might have a beef with?
Is that a question?
Yeah, I was trying to bring back the beef with Dust where you tell us about a delicious beef culinary dish and then also somebody that you might have a beef with. If you don't have it, it's okay. I know you're
you don't have beef. Try that, man. I don't want to let the fucking cat out of the bag. Honestly, tonight there's a lot of beefs out of the blue.
What was the last food dish that you cooked that you were proud of?
Let's see. Man,
there were a couple this weekend. I feel like
some ribs at some point. I thought right.
Do you want to do air fryer or just regular?
Just in general, what was the best thing
that
you thought?
Which one did you cook like better? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Whatever was most delicious.
You know what? I did something like if my store serves these it's a store brand vegetable combo, like an Asian type of combo of vegetables, and I threw them in a fucking skillet.
Wow.
And I took a couple of chicken cutlets and chopped them up and threw it up in the air. And some butter, some salt and pepper. And then I put teriyaki sauce. You know, like
nice, a little stir fry.
Your basic teriyaki marinade. Threw it in there. Awesome. And just like, you know, put it up. I was in the fucking Chinese fucking. I was a dude in the Chinese fucking. I was in the Chinese store. You know, like
was the dealer in the Chinese store.
I'm trying to do this.
That's the name of the episode. That's the name of the fucking episode right there. I was the fucking dude in the Chinese store.
Yeah. You know, I got the wok in front of me. And I'm screaming it, you know. I'm doing this in my apartment, by the way.
I love everything about that.
I felt like I was the guy with the blower on my fucking head with the fucking meow. You know, I was just fucking, you know, unbelievable. It's so simple. It's so easy. A simple teriyaki from the bottle, chicken cutlets chopped up, and it's fucking basically one or two different melodies of vegetables that are steamable in a bag in your fucking skillet. It's unbelievable. It's good stuff.
It sounds really good, but it sounds like if you made rice, it would be even better.
Yeah, I'm not a rice guy.
No,
man.
Bro, you got to stay off the carbs. We're staying off the carbs, Mitty.
Easy. You can throw rice in there, but I'm not about that. I'm not about that meow.
I eat a lot of rice,
I don't throw the rice in that joint, man. I'm not about rice, but, you know, it's good stuff. Thanks
for well, I mix jasmine rice with
chicken cutlet
with Japanese rice. Sticky rice with Japanese rice.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
That's how I do.
That's how I do. All right. Before we go into outros, Nathan has skills. Late 1990s hip hop album of the week. Is
What do you mean? Late 1990s, late albums of the week?
Yeah, I've got to add something.
I'm talking about fucking chicken teriyaki. You're doing albums.
Wait up. Yeah, wait up, guys. I've just been interrupted by my significant other to clarify that it as jasmine rice and sticky rice.
Great, okay. Because there people were really that was a thing.
Drop it in the comments if you were worried.
That's
about
right.
That.
Everybody else on the show seems to have a fucking segment that they do half the time. So I thought I'd throw one in, and I don't even want to talk about it.
No.
That's part of my
back
thing.
It up. Back it up. What are you talking about?
I'm gonna say, listen. This is Nathan has skills. Late 1990s hip hop album of the week, and it's Exhibits 40 Days and 40 Nights from 1998. It's an incredible album.
Was Paparazzi on there?
Nope, that's the first paparazzi. One. This is the second one.
Paparazzi.
Smoke, stress, and cross dress.
But
I just played it back.
This wasn't up for discussion. It was just, this is an album I think that people should listen to. If you listen to the show and you're looking for something that I think is dope, because you're probably driving around going, man, I wonder what album Nate would listen to right now.
Yeah, maybe something on the Cobra Law Records. Maybe something on the Cobra Law Records discography, maybe.
Once they've got
100 songs.
Where are they going?
We got like 800 songs.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in the outro.
Exhibits better. Exhibits better.
All right, well, there you go. That was a ruined thought. I'll never do that segment again.
Goodbye.
Do it. Definitely do it. I wrote it down.
Goodbye.
Yep.
Adios.
That was the one time, so if you just check the album out.
I'm definitely down for that, man. I'm definitely down for us to discuss albums from different
genres. No, I'm not down anymore because my spirit was just crushed.
I wrote it down.
Dad's mad.
Don't fuck with dad. Don't fuck with dad. DFWD. Don't fuck with dad. I gotta think about that.
Bo Walker, would you like to plug anything, my friend?
Do I want to plug anything?
From the back?
I want to give a huge, tremendous shout out to the people that continue to listen to this podcast. You are the real VIPs, the MVPs, and you can find us. If you're listening, if you've been with us for 20 fucking episodes, 20 fucking episodes, man.
The funny thing was,
I feel like you know where to find us. You know where we are. You're paying attention, and I want to give a special thank you to anyone who's, even if this is the first episode you've listened to. If you're listening to this episode, if you've listened to this podcast from the first episode to this one, or if you just jumped in to check out the 20th, I'm fucking happy that you're here, man. I am super stoked, and we've been doing it for 20 episodes. We've been having a fucking killer time for all 20 episodes. We're going to keep having a fucking killer time together, and jump on board, man. I love it. I love you guys.
That's awesome.
Honestly, guys, I never thought we were gonna reach 20. I thought we maybe like you know.
Oh, me neither.
Not
in 20 weeks. Not in 20 weeks.
Exactly. When we were talking about like, yeah, we could do a show. I'm like, yeah, we could do like once a month. And we did the first show, and then you guys were like, "Oh, let's do another one." All right, second week. I'm like, "You guys really want to do a third?" Yeah. All right. Now you guys understand. We're weekly, right? You guys are cool with that? Like, you guys are like, yeah, we're cool with that because, you know, I've been doing this podcast shit for a while. They're like, okay, we'll keep it going. Let's see how long it lasts. And now we're 20 episodes in 20 weeks.
we skipped we're a here. Week. We're not going anywhere. We're not we skipped, going. We skipped 1 week.
We skipped one week.
Life happens. Man.
We're 20 for 21. Those are
Hey, it don't matter, man. Honestly, man, for what we're doing, man, it's a good thing, man. It's fun.
Yeah.
Midi, sir, would you like to plug anything?
Nah, not really, man. I already got my little plug in for the day and I'm pretty relaxed, if you know what I'm saying.
I like it. Dust Mites, would you like to plug anything, sir?
Yeah, shout out to Eddie Dust Mites and the Facebook group, Dust Mites on Instagram, and to the Cobra La 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 fam here, Cobra La Podcast, every week, right?
Absolutely.
Every week.
Fucking that.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
They could try to burn our Cobra Law shirts, but we won't stop.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't a LeBron jersey or
LeBron mural.
Yeah.
Exactly. No taking us down. And myself, I am Nathan Azskill, and I'd like to thank everybody that is listening to the show and supports all of our stuff. SoundCloud, Bandcamp, Twitter, fucking all that shit. Just search Cobra Law Records, search Nathan Has Skills, search Dust Mites, search Midichlorian, search Bometheus, you can find, or Bull Walker. Yeah, hashtag it. You can find us all on all of that shit. Yeah, man, number 20. It's pretty badass. I didn't think we'd be here either.
Wow, man. We're getting there.
Yeah. Didn't think we'd be here.
Cobra Law streaming subscription service coming soon.
Yes. With that said, adios.
Oh no.
Para los terrodrome.
Pinche putita, por favor.
You see that?
Hey, there, pinche boca.
I practiced that today.
Yeah, well, why?
You sound like Mayor Eric Garcetti.
What if every week I did it in a different language?
Yeah, okay.
I liked it.
It'd been because Spanish is the only one I know how to do it in.
Yeah. Well,
it's going to get really interesting after about 5 weeks.
Los Angeles, man.
Welcome to the Tadome, man.
That's why he got there in LA, man. He's you know, if you're in Montreal, it'd be like, hello, welcome to Tadome. You're fucking.
Hey, no bullshit. It's like a running joke at my work that, like, I really can't stand the French accent or, like, French people. Like, I'm sure they're nice, but just every time they talk, it sounds really fucking condescending and, like, they're, like, talking down to you. So I get some French people that come to work, right? And so every time a French person comes into work, they call me to try to go help them. And I'm just like, you motherfuckers, dude, because they know that, like, their accent, like, bothers me.
Nate.
Yeah, and so, hold on. So, Nate. So the other day...
Nate. Yeah, we're still recording.
Yeah. Oh.
So what? Keep it going. Yeah.
Anyway, So the other day I'm driving home and I get a fucking like a voice note text from my coworker, and this motherfucker had a French dude like re-message for me in the guise of, he told him, he go, yo, my friend is deciding on whether to go to England or France and he can't tell. Do you think you could record a message for him explaining why he should go to France? And this guy's like, Nathan, and he like does this whole fucking thing trying to explain how I should go to fucking France. And I called him and I was just like, you son of a bitch. Like, I can't believe that you fucking did that.
Ugh. Oh, call me Tarifu, Monsieur Nathan. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, there's that.
It's like, yeah. I didn't have any skin in the World Cup, but I didn't want France to win just because they don't need any more ego. They got enough.
Yeah, exactly.
They got enough of that shit. Like, what has Croatia ever done? They gave the world the necktie like 300 years ago. Like that's all they got going for them. They invented the necktie or the historical ancestor of the necktie. They don't even have that. That's all they got going for them. France, they got plenty. France are a couple of assholes. They don't need anything else. They don't need any more World Cups.
There's a lot of assholes.
Yeah, they don't need anything else. They didn't need that World Cup. Ugh.
Yeah.
Fucking. I thought the Colombians invented it next time.
Oh, Mitty. I fucking love you. Hey, I got to go. Oh, so hey. I gotta go get something to eat.
You know what? You know, fuck you. Fuck this guy. Fuck that guy.
Yo, can we do the outro in Wakandan accent? Or we don't do that over
God,
here.
Jesus fucking Christ. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. And fuck you.